Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vincent the Gay or what? Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, June 26, 2013. I'm Vince, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And I'm excited for tonight's show. I have, as my guest tonight, Channel Zero YT. He goes by Channel Zero YT on Twitter. He's joined me here before, and he's going to join me here again tonight. And I believe I have somebody else on my switchboard, too, that I'm going to get to as well. And, of course, your calls, as long as you call in at 347-826-7667. And I'm also expecting a surprise special guest at some point during the show. I'm not going to reveal who that is because it's a surprise. But there's plenty to talk about. Oh, my God. The Supreme Court ruled on gay marriage in California today. I don't know. Gays can marry in California now, thanks to the Supreme Court. They overruled whatever. Don't ask, don't tell. Don't tell, don't ask. All that shit doesn't exist anymore. Gays can marry. Animals can marry. It doesn't matter. Anybody can marry now. You can marry your cousin now if you want to. Pretty much sky's the limit of marriage now. And now I'd like to turn the debate, now that the gays have equal rights, as far as marriage is concerned, at least in some states, I think it's time we address the war on singles, because now not only do straight couples that get married get a tax break by filing joint returns, but gays do as well. So people who are single, like me, who I can't attract a mate if I fucking tried, are penalized because we don't have a significant other. And I don't think that's fair. Gay, straight, marriage should not have anything to do with taxes at all. I mean, that's essentially the reason why people are up in arms about gay marriage not being legal, and is because they want equal rights and equal protection under the law. They want the same tax breaks as straight couples. Well, you know what? I want the same fucking tax breaks as straight couples. Except I'm not, I don't have another person. But, yeah. So that happened today. Mike Huckabee, in reaction to this, tweeted that Jesus wept. Which is absolutely ridiculous. And I talked to Jesus today, and he told me, he's like, dude, tell Huckabee that those are tears of joy for my gay brothers and sisters. So there you go, Huckabee. What else is going on? Oh, Aaron Hernandez, tight end for the New England Patriots, was arrested today and charged with first-degree murder. So... And he was also cut from the New England Patriots. So I'm going to say that his career is probably over in the NFL. I don't know. Like, Michael Vick recovered from his scandal, but this is a little bit, this goes a little bit deeper than that. So, but I don't know. Ray Lewis was Teflon. Maybe this guy will be too. I think he thought he was. What else? Oh, the Snowden-Greenwald WikiLeaks saga continues. A lot of people, including our representatives in Congress, are calling Edward Snowden a traitor. And that is factually incorrect. He's not charged with treason. He's charged with espionage. So I guess technically he's a spy, not a traitor. In order to be considered a traitor, you actually have to give over secrets to an enemy that the United States is engaged in a war with. And technically, the United States has not been engaged in a war with anyone since World War II. We're certainly not at war with China. I mean, some people might say that we're in a cyber war with China, we're in a trade war with China, we're in a currency battle with China. But we have not declared war on them, nor have they declared war on us. They're our biggest fucking trading partner on the planet. We're not at war with Russia, where allegedly Snowden is hidden somewhere in Russia. Apparently, according to Putin, he's at the airport in Moscow, although no one's seen him there. So, yeah, so people like John McCain and all these fuckers who are calling this guy a traitor, they're wrong. They don't know the definition of a traitor. Or at least they have a different definition than me and the Constitution. What else is going on? Oh, Michael Hastings' death, still a mystery. Nobody's talking about Michael Hastings, not even the people that used to fucking work with him. Like, they just dropped him like a hot potato, figuratively speaking. What else is going on? Oh, Weave, our friend Weave, tweeted from prison in the past day. Or did he? I've heard that he's in solitary confinement. I think it's going to be pretty hard for him to tweet when he's in solitary. But I don't know. He might have some telepathic fucking mojo that we don't know about. But if you saw his tweets, they look like auto tweets. So pretty sure he's not tweeting. Nelson Mandela is not dead. He is not dead yet, people. He was pulled off of life support, and The Guardian, I think, has already proclaimed him dead. Like, they want to get they've already got him dead. He's not even died. He hasn't even died yet. And people are RIPing Nelson Mandela. I mean, it's obvious that he's close to death. But, I mean, come on, let's let him actually die before we, write him off. Poor guy. Speaking of death, Texas executed the 500th person since they reinstated the death penalty in, I think, 1982, I believe. I don't know if that 500th person got, like, come on, 500th person? They should just let him off. Congratulations, you're the 500th person to be put to death, and because of that, we're going to commune your sentence. You're just going to get life in prison instead. Wouldn't that be a nice surprise? Like, they get him up, they get him in the electric chair or whatever, put him on the table for the lethal injection, get him all ready to go, and then, psych, just kidding, you're the, congratulations! Like a banner comes down, confetti, balloons fall from the ceiling. Surprise, you're the 500th person to be committed to the death penalty. So you're off scot-free. You get to stay alive. That would be quite a mindfuck. And what else? Oh, apparently you can now smoke beer. I just found this out today. There's a way to actually smoke alcohol. And we're going to explore that tonight as well. And I believe there's some more KY Anonymous drama that was uncovered today. I believe that my guest Channel Zero is going to be gone to talk about that. Apparently, I guess the WePay Terms of Service says that you can raise money for a legal fund, but it cannot be under the purview of the lawyer. The lawyer cannot be in charge of the money. So it sounds like technically he's violating terms of service if his lawyer really is 100% in charge of that WePay account that I think has, I haven't paid attention, but I think it's got over $50,000 in it. So we'll talk about that as well. And anything else that's on your mind, as long as you call me at 347-826-7667. I want to say what up to my chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. What up, Antichrist 73, Chef Bonardee, Dougie, Free It All. What's up, Free It All? Porno Puppy. Big ups to Porno Puppy. Porno Puppy was being a tech snob on Twitter earlier, giving me shit about having an iPhone, saying that I should, if you can't take apart your technology, then it's garbage. Like discriminating against me because I have a phone that you can't remove the battery from, which apparently you need to do in order to not be snooped on by the NSA. And then he goes on to tell me about how superior Google phones are. Google is the fucking NSA, dude. Like, if anybody's going to have your shit tapped, it's going to be fucking Google. Like, I guarantee you they got a backdoor on that shit, that operating system, bro. If Apple's exploitable or whatever, Google is too. Don't kid yourself. But I understand people want to be tech snobs. They want to seem cool and hipper than everybody else. Although he alleges that because I have an iPhone, I'm like a fucking hipster or something. He says I can clear my cache on an Android. But I can't do it on hipster in the Bay. Come on, dude. I'm not a fucking hipster, bro. Oh, I was doing I got to continue with my big ups here to the chat room. Dude, why? Free It All says, just encrypt, for fuck's sake. Why? I'm not fucking doing anything nefarious, all right? I'm just doing my fucking silly little block talk show and minding my own business. I'm not fucking hexering or anything, all right? So I'm perfectly fine with saying hi to the NSA. Hey, NSA. I mean, I'm not fucking Eric Snowden. I keep calling him Eric Snowden. I don't care. Fucking Eric Snowden. That's his name as far as I'm concerned. Okie dokie. I think I'm going to take a quick break. Check out who these callers are on hold. And come back with, hopefully, my guest, Channel Zero YT. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. And is Sicko in the house? Sicko is not in the house. Damn it. I'm going to play a song for him. All right, fuck it. Let's hear some Peter Gunn. This is Jeff Beck with the Peter Gunn theme. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
own show to right over there.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know who it is. It's Vince in the Bay. What's going on, everybody? I'm back. And I believe I am now joined by my guest tonight, Channel Zero. What's up, Channel Zero?
Not much, man. What's up?
Oh, you know, doing the radio show.
That thing's on?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you're here to save me. Dude, so you brought it, brought this to my attention on Twitter. Allegedly, you got in touch with support over at WePay, and you discovered something, an anomaly with what KY is doing with his quote legal fund. What did you find?
Well, it started out, I was looking at the WePay terms of service, and it said that you couldn't use it for legal fees. And I figured since the free Bradley Manning and like all those use WePay, that there had to be some other limitation to that. And I contacted them to see like the full ruling on it. And the only thing you can't use with you can't have the lawyer handling the money. That's the only limitation to legal fees.
This so, what if it turns out his lawyer isn't handling the legal fees?
Well, then I asked that question, too, and they said I actually got on and talked to one of them, and they said, so I explained the situation, and I told them that everyone has been saying the lawyer is handling the money. They said, well, that breaks another terms of service. People are donating, and they don't know where the money's actually going. If that's public, that everyone thinks the money is handled by him, that could break another terms of service.
So what would WePay do? Would they automatically reverse all charges?
I think that's how they do everything. I think they just void out the donations.
Interesting. Very interesting. What if somebody paid with Bitcoin? Does WePay take Bitcoin?
I think they just take major credit cards.
Interesting. So what do you think about this? Did you present this to KY?
He has me blocked and he won't reply to me. So.
What?
He has me blocked on Twitter. He won't talk to me at all.
He likes me. He like retweeted me today, or favorited me, or both, or something like that. Yeah, he likes me. He even said that he wanted to be a guy. He wanted to co-host my show again. I mean, he wanted to come back as a co-host.
I would love to talk to anyone here, but...
Well, he will still see your tweets if you tweet him, right?
No, I don't think so.
It still shows up in your mentions, even if you block somebody and they tweet you. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure. I'll try to. I mean, if we can get people to tweet him in time to get on. I mean, that's up to you, though. It's your show.
Oh, to be honest, I really don't want that guy on my show. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
I kind of had it out with him the last time he was on here. And he took it well. He took it good. And, you know, I appreciate him coming on. And it was fun to have him the one time. It was more CNY Rebels doing than mine, really. But I was really just excited to see him or listen to him on Russell League Radio. That's what I cared about. Because
yeah,
I remember when he was still anonymous, I asked him to come on this show, and he's like, fuck no, you're friends with those Wrestle Leaguers. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back, he comes out, he demasks, and suddenly he's going to go on Wrestle League Radio. He announces he's going to go on Wrestle League Radio's show. I was like, are you kidding me? 3 months ago, you told me I was a douchebag for associating with those people, and you wouldn't have anything to do with me.
And then, it seems like he completely flip-flopped.
Three months later, you're going on Russell League's radio show. You got to be fucking joking. Wake me up. I'm dreaming. This is insane. So whatever. It's whatever, dude. I mean, I think KY is old news at this point. Although it was kind of interesting to see. What was it? Who was it? Immortal Technique. Get on and off his bandwagon really quick. That was funny.
Yeah. Well, he's like, the whole internet.
Just tell me where to donate. And but, you know, 15 minutes later, he's like, never mind, thanks.
Yeah, like the whole internet like stormed him. It's like, no, don't do it.
Just butt fucked him and said, dude. Caution, caution, warning, warning. Danger, Will Robbins.
Yeah. Don't do it. We're losing all respect.
Yeah, you know, I really don't. I really don't think KY has done, technically or legally, has done a whole lot wrong. It's not illegal to be a douchebag. Okay? It's just not illegal. Yeah. You can't. As much as I wish it was, he's free to be a complete douche. I mean,
I don't think he's going to prison. I don't think he's going to prison unless they want him to get to prison.
You know what? I bet he ends up with like 1 year probation, 2 years probation, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at it this way: like the whole GoalSec thing, they hacked into so many things. And what'd they get? Like some of them, like,
dude,
a month.
The fucking the spokesman is already tweeting again.
Yeah, Topiary's back.
Allegedly, I'm still not totally convinced that that's Jake Davis.
Because
this is definitely, I would say, 1/4 as funny as.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, this is not. But he might be a little bit less funny because they're still watching him.
A little bit. He's way less funny. Way over 50% funny.
Yeah. Well, in his interview, he did say that he kind of is shy in person, but now that everybody knows who he is, yeah, it's kind of different, I suppose, in a way. Because he said his, like, internet persona was funny, but him in real life, he was, like, all shy and stuff.
Yeah. Well, he's a star now. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
Good for him, though. He seems like a smart chap.
Yeah, he has one to sit down. I mean, once you get called, it's time to sit down.
Huh?
Well, once he got caught, he knew he had to sit down and kind of obey to the internet laws now.
Let's see what people are saying in the chat room. Russell League Radio Live says he came on our show because we are the FBI and he's our snitch. Meeps is KY's handler. Uranus News says Jake Davis is nothing without Sabu. Free It All asks $20.99. Script Squid says at Double Jake. I want to know where his no contact ends. What? Free It All says, I want to know when his no contact ends. You people got to read your
That'd be like 6 years.
You're on the internet. Can you do me a favor? Can you read your shit before you actually put it out there? Everybody on the internet who's listening, just fucking reread your shit before you tweet it, okay? Proofread your shit. Tell a friend, too. Tell a friend. After the show tomorrow, tell a friend. Read what you fucking tweet, all right? And what you chat.
I think what they're asking is whenever he can talk to whoever. I think that's like 6 years from now. They're going to stop watching who he tweets to.
That's not so lame. Although, I did like this one about, he's like, you can't arrest an idea, you can't fuck an idea, you can't. But yeah, it's whatever. All right, let's take another call, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, see who this is. Caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you, caller, you're there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know, realize it was me. This is Ron Brennert.
Oh, Ron. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's up? Oh, yeah, just adding in my 2 cents here is that actually when you block someone on Twitter, you don't see them in your mentions. The only way you could see them is if you do a search on your name, so.
Okay.
But Twitter is always changing its policy,
though. Yeah,
so.
It's always bouncing back and forth and all over the place. Sometimes, you know, for a while.
They've had that for a few months now, though.
Yeah. So what's up, Ron? This is, by the way, everybody, I said that there was a special guest. This is who I was talking about, everybody. It's Ron Brennert joining us now. Channel YT and Ron Brennert now with me. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hey, glad to be here.
So, you heard all the different stories that I'm following here. What's the one that jumps out to you the most?
Oh, the one that jumps out to the most? Well, I mean, the story I'm most concerned about is the Michael Hastings story, I guess, right this moment. But, you know, I'm still pretty much, you know, I mean, I'm interested in the KY Anonymous story because I had a few... big arguments with him. I mean, for one thing, he put the court transcript of the Steubenville victim, and he didn't redact the victim's name, so he outed Jane Doe to the world. And when he did it, I mean, it would have been bad enough if he just said, I fucked up, I made a mistake, and he deleted it. But then when we argued about it, he tried to defend his actions, and he retweeted this one tweet claiming that, you know, it's wrong for rape victims' names to be shielded or something to that effect. And, you know, it's just like, that's just like really, really wrong thing to do. And, you know, Stranahan, you know, raised a lot of good points about him as well. But, you know, I did too. And that just that cat character threatened to hack me because I was criticizing KY Anonymous for outing the Steubenville victim. And then I guess when you said that I mean, first of all, when you're talking about low-sec hackers not getting much jail time, that's not the ones that are in the U.S. The only one in, you know, the U.S. Yeah. ones are facing harsher penalties. And KY Anonymous admitted to taking over the site after Just Bad Cat allegedly hacked it, and he changed the password, and he worked on it. So he, as far as I'm concerned, and legally, he hacked the site as well. And if he is going to get convicted for that, I mean, you got to have the trial and all that first. I think that he's not going to get off on bail for that. I think he'll probably end up doing at least, you know, a few months to a year in prison. And the thing is that the person's website that they hacked, it doesn't seem kind of vile, but they spread a lot of rumors and fake things on their local leaks website that are just completely unsubstantiated. And so it's really hard to say who's the bad guy in that story. You know what I mean? And, you know, also the fact is that the New York Times wrote a lengthy piece on the Steubenville case, you know, before Anonymous got involved. So it's questionable what Anonymous actually even did to help the case. Now, you know, another thing that KY Anonymous did was that he was tweeting a few months prior to that that the victim was 100% behind him. And, you know, since he didn't even have any proof for that, I questioned him about that. And I also said that could hurt the case because, you know, you're outing the witnesses that are testifying against the rapist. And while I totally agree that people that took photos and videos committed crimes as well, the larger crime was obviously the sexual abuse committed to the Jane Doe. And without the testimony of the witnesses, I don't think they would have gotten anything. And a lot of the stuff that they were doing was attacking the witnesses. At the very least, maybe they should have waited until after the trial to do that, because it could have really damaged the case. The witnesses could have been too afraid to testify, and, you know, the defense could have done a better job of arguing about how that they were under pressure and they were being terrorized. I'm not, you know, using that word myself. I'm just using a word that the defense lawyers could have used by, you know, a group that the U.S. government has condemned as criminals and terrorists. Again, not my choice of words.
I have something to add to that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
During KY's, the video release about what he put on the website and everything, and he put out, like, a little short press release on like Pastebin or somewhere, I forget where it was. He said that if things don't change, he's going to release personal information like social security numbers, and they put that on the news. I don't think that was a good step first. I mean, that was like a big first step. That's like threatening the community, which I don't think that called for it at all. That's like a total different situation. You start pulling that stuff.
Yeah, well, Vince knows my thoughts on doxing. I have no problems with revealing the identities of people that hide behind, you know, that don't reveal their real names, but smear people or dox people or what have you. But publishing social security numbers, addresses, and phone numbers, and egging on people to harass them are criminal acts. And yeah, that's something that shouldn't have been done then, because it could have damaged the case. And I tried to argued with him about that, but, you know, and I did it in a nice little way when I first, you know, saw him on Twitter, and he just blocked me. You know, he wouldn't listen to reasoning, because I think that, you know, not only the kids that took photos and videos, but the parents that, you know, let, you know, all this drinking go on in at least the first party. I think there might have only been drinking at the first party that's proven.
That was the most hedonistic thing ever.
Yeah.
you know, it doesn't even compare. Well, it doesn't even compare to a Berlusconi Bunga Bunga party. But, you know, it was the closest thing that these poor kids in Ohio could get to. Give them a break.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I think that Anonymous, you know, like, I think that I'm a big sports fan, so is Vince, but we do live in a culture that, especially in high schools, that treat football players as heroes, and they sometimes get away with victimizing people, and even worse than that, you know, like a lot of young girls, you know, kind of like, you know, do things that they shouldn't do because they're talked into it by people that are considered heroes, et cetera, so that they can get attention at school. And it's a problem. And that is a problem that exists in Steubenville.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that continues on in a story like Aaron Hernandez. This guy was on top of the world, dude. He fucking played NFL, pro football in the NFL, multimillionaire, young guy. Absolutely gorgeous body, good-looking guy, chicks just dying up for this guy, you know. The guy, you know, is getting arrested for murder, and chicks are still tweeting how hot he and sexy he is. He's got everything going for him, and he thinks he's on top of, you know, on cloud nine, on top of the world, and these people are so divorced from reality that they think they can get literally get away with murder. I used it correctly, by the way.
Unfortunately, I'm a longtime Jets fan. Uh-huh. But even being a Jets fan, there was an incident about, oh, God, I don't remember exactly when, about 10 years ago, but a bunch of Jets got into a fist fight with police in New Jersey. And they were arrested, but, you know, they got away with that. And, you know, there's no normal people would ever get away with fist fight with police officers. So, you know, that kind of stuff happens, you know, even on a professional level. And, you know, I love sports stars and everything, but they certainly shouldn't get away with committing crimes, and they certainly shouldn't get away with treating women with zero respect and having babies with, you know, 15 different women
But you know what, though? This shit gets thrown in their face, though. It's kind of like, do you want to hate the player or hate the game?
Right.
You should probably hate the game, right? Not the player.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I say. It's a complicated situation. It's not entirely their fault. It's not entirely the authorities that let them get away with it. And, you know, I don't ever want to blame the victims, but, you know, unfortunately, a lot of young girls and a lot of women, some, you know, they don't think.
Yeah, but
and
at the same
themselves
time,
in
these
bad
guys,
situations.
These kids are smart. The perpetrators or alleged perpetrators are just as to blame, though, as the victim, because they saw an opening. They didn't take the moral high ground and, you know, refuse to participate in taking advantage of this girl. They made a choice to take advantage of this girl. So, you know, even if she is, you know, throwing herself out there, it's a two-way street.
Yeah, well, a gentleman doesn't do that. You know, and not, you know, maybe there isn't that many gentlemen that are on football teams. But, yeah, I mean, I've been in that situation. In college, there was a girl that I liked, and she showed up at my party completely wasted. And, you know, I made her, you know, take a nap. You know, it's just not right. You want to make sure that someone's in the right mind. And this girl was throwing up in the street and completely, you know, and completely wasted and intoxicated. And there's no doubt that she was taken advantage of.
It's not even sexy when they're that wasted. How could anybody get pleasure in taking advantage of somebody like that when they're that just shit? Oh. That'd be like trying to take advantage of Assert MacFacts when she calls into my show.
Ouch. I mean, but how can you have pleasure with any young girl? I never really understood that. You know, they don't really know what they're doing for the most part. But yeah, I mean, like it's a horrible thing, and I think that there's You know, I was reading today this ridiculous BuzzFeed article calling Snowden the most important story of the year, and you know what? I think the Steubenville story is more important.
Well, I'm sorry. What story is more important?
The Edward Snowden story.
Oh,
I don't see how that's important, since it's mostly old news and it's kind of wacky. And
it's like, hey, okay, hey, guess what, guys? Heads up, the NSA is really spying, can really spy on everybody if they really want to. So that's what all this big data thing is all about. It's all about storing all the information that's ever been recorded, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
if
that's
they
the goal,
use it,
right?
That's what matters. Give us a case where it's actually been used to hurt an American or frame them or put them in jail. And that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. Because allegedly they're using this to catch the terrorists. Now if he says he's got something up his sleeve, or he's got more data out there allegedly, and you know, maybe that's what he's holding back, is specific examples.
Well, I think he needs to come forward with it soon before he gets caught, and that's never known.
I'm still the jury's still out on this guy for me. I don't know. I think he might be a triple agent. I think he's still working for the CIA.
Well, I don't discount that theory as well. I kind of bashed Glenn Greenwald a little bit today, but I think it's very possible that he was kind of set up, and
He's a patsy. This guy, the whole time, has felt to me like the lone gunman, you know?
It's so contrived that he's taking a world enemies tour. I mean, where is he going to go next, you know?
The weird thing to me is he outed himself.
Is he going to rent Osama bin Laden's, old apartment in Pakistan next?
On this guy, is he like a struggling actor off Broadway that somebody hired, that Glenn Greenwald hired? Come on.
Well, his girlfriend is incredibly gorgeous.
She's a total hooker. That's totally just, that's so fake right there. Come on, that nerd had that hot stripper chick? No.
Well, he made a lot of money, and that's the thing. He's essentially a mercenary who claims to have all these issues about people spying when he went to go work for, and he's been working for, he worked for the CIA before, and he worked for different contractors. And one of the things, that's going on about Greenwald is everyone is harping that he took this job after he'd been talking to Greenwald, but he was already working with the NSA as a contractor before he went to
he was working with them with Dell for Dell. You know what? This is what I think. This is what happened. Maybe he was CIA, he was a true blue dude, and he finally went over to the corporate side with Dell and realized how fucking fucked up the shit really is. From the contractor side, and I bet you he quit because he left Dell, and maybe he was just like, I can't be a part of this, and leaves. And I bet you somebody gets wind of his story, passes it on to Greenwald. Greenwald says, "Dude, why'd you quit Dell?" And he says, "Dude, I'm just not into that." He's like, "Dude, you could totally go back to work for the NSA for somebody else. You got the resume. Why don't you go back in there and get some shit, dude?" And he just says, "No, dude, that's cool." "No, seriously, dude, you'd be a hero." "No, it's cool, man. I'm done with that shit. That shit's fucked up." "Dude, you probably live in Hawaii, get a hot chick or a girlfriend." "Dude, I'm not doing it, bro. I'm seriously." "Dude, this chick will fuck you. She's got huge tits. We'll fly you to fucking Hong Kong. Then, Putin's got your back, bro. Trust me."
"No, dude, I can't.
"Dude, I'm telling you, chicks, boobs."
"Boobs?"
"Yeah, dude, boobs. Lots of them. As many as you want." All right.
See, why do you even have Jeff? You're capable of doing this show by yourself.
That's what happened, dude. That's how it went down, dude. Greenwald was just like, because they started working together a month before he even started at Booze. Anyway, let's get Assert MacFag's take, shall we? Ron, do you think that's a good idea?
Sure. I don't have any problems. I mean, it's your show. All right,
we're going to bring on Assert, see what she thinks. Assert, what's up?
Hey, Vince. Hey, Ron. What's cracking?
Oh, nothing. We're just breaking down the news of the day.
Snowden.
Yeah. So you're saying
that... Yeah, honestly,
that...
my theory yeah, is... it's actually pretty similar to both of yours that, you know, it kind of reminds me of Guy Debord's, like, Society of the Spectacle, you know? Like, we're kind of enthralled with his personality, his life, like Ron said, you know, doing this world tour, and, you know, he's like some...
real-life Jason Bourne.
Exactly. And, I mean, I was kind of like, you know, when the news first broke, like, all right, like, yeah, no shit, the NSA is spying on all of us, and all right, I can see, like, I can understand why this is big news, you know? However, it's been big news for a long time. You have Bill Binney and, you know, all the other NSA whistleblowers, and for some reason it just clicked now. Like, why is that? And
totally. Like, do these people not
program,
understand
like
what
Bill Binney?
Where were
Bill
these people when the Patriot Act came out?
And Stellar Wind. Huh?
I was just saying, where were these people when the Patriot Act came out? How come there wasn't this big uproar then?
Right.
All this
it's
is
just
is
weird
all this
that
is
it's happening now with this guy, and it's just, like, all way too perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
And he killed Michael Hastings as well.
Yeah,
that's
obvious.
My opinion.
It's all connected. Paula Deen is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wendy Davis.
Smithfield Foods was just traded to a Chinese company, Chinese firm. Suddenly, Paula Deen is racist. Suddenly, Paula Deen's getting fired for something she said like 40 years ago.
Unbelievable, Vince. So crazy.
Right. She should be fired for killing people now, not for something that she said 30 years ago.
Yeah. What's up with
just
that?
Make it fun of the fattening food.
How long was somebody sitting on that egg? Dude, I got this.
I mean,
Paula
I
Deen
say
story.
Nigger all the time.
I got this Paula Deen story I'm sitting on. Dude, trust me. Give this a couple years.
Did she just, like,
big.
Come out and say, like, I said nigger before? Is that what she, like, is that how the news broke, or did somebody, like, say
Maybe
that she said
she
nigger?
She wanted to get out of her contract with Smithfield Foods because they were traded to a Canadian, a Chinese firm. So that's...
All
that was her
connected, man.
What? Guess what? I said the N-word. So there. Boom. Hello, Matt Lauer. Oh, wait, I can't do Matt Lauer. I got to do a crazy YouTube video first. PR, just PR brilliance. Just like, what's his name? Imus? He wanted to get the fuck out of MSNBC. So he's like, yeah, I'll just call these chicks, I'll just piss off some black people. That'll get me pulled. That'll void my contract. I could work for Fox News. Do the same thing over there, but for more money.
Absolutely, Vince. Absolutely. 100%.
Nappy-headed hoes. Dr. Jeep gives me the correct code. Thank you. Thank you.
Jimmy
Have you
Jimmy.
Watched that guy? Have you ever watched that guy, Imus? He looks like fucking death on wheels, dude. He makes fucking Keith Richards look like fucking Aaron Schwartz. Just a young buck.
Who are you talking about?
Don Imus. Ron, you know who Don Imus? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I remember Anthony Weiner. He mocked Imus's looks or something like about a month or two before when he did a show before he left Congress. I don't know. I'm not really the biggest Imus fan. I used to like Howard Stern a little bit more.
Terrible.
Imus
I can't
is kind of overrated.
He's totally overrated. Like, what did the guy ever do?
He's a terrible band.
He has a cool name, I guess. I don't know. He's not very funny. He's not really all that smart. You know, Howard Stern, at least is really funny and talented. So, Imus is kind of meh. And they really hated each other as well when they were at, what was it, NBC Radio or whatever back in the 80s.
I don't know. I don't know his history, but I think that's enough Imus.
I agree.
Oh, so so did
sir,
now did Aaron now Aaron Hernandez? I think what we should do is
cool.
Set him on the loose. Set Aaron Hernandez on the loose, and have him go track down Snowden.
What about Dog? Can't Dog go track him down?
Yeah, the bounty hunter. Let's get that dude on this. Sure.
Ron, I'm surprised you're not, like, all over this. I mean, your timeline. I mean, just tracking him down, you know, just being super, like, sleuthy and, you know, super awesome at your job, whatever your job is.
Whatever my job is? Well, I mean, I haven't really...
What is your job, anyways?
What do you mean, what is my job?
Yeah, you sit on Twitter all day. You have, like, fucking 30,000 tweets of you just, like, coming up with
conspiracy
nonsense.
Actually, I think you probably tweet more than I do, and I tweet about the news, and I break stories, whereas you make unfunny tweets and pretty much waste your life. I mean, what do you do for a living? I mean, seriously.
I do a lot.
Oh, I have a question for you. What's your favorite Andy Kaufman routine?
I trusted you. Ron, what the hell? I went to screen calls for a second, and I come back and asked her to singing. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I think that's an Andy Kaufman routine. I mean, it certainly sounds like something he'd do. It's a more obscure one than I'm not even really familiar with that one. Is that what it is? I mean, my personal favorite would probably be the Mighty Mouse theme, where you know he would play the whole theme and just sit there, stand there on the stage, and he would just lip sync the one line, "Here I come to save the day." I think he did that on the very first Saturday Night Live broadcast, but I think she was just doing the more obscure Kaufman routine. That certainly sounds like something you'd do.
Yeah. All right, let's bring on another caller. Op Liberation 1, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I would like to talk about Op Liberation, to be honest, but I guess it's kind of off topic, isn't it?
We can get to that in a second, but did you want to chime in on topic first?
Yes, Andy Kaufman is awesome. No.
Okay, tell us about Op Liberation 1.
I'm sorry. There is a systematic torture of teens that goes on in so-called teen boot camps, and it's a multi-billion
dollar... Teen boot camps?
Yes.
Where the hell is this happening? Tell me where this is happening.
In every state.
My kid ain't going to teen boot camp, I know that.
Yes, but it's funded by school districts, so it's federal, so you guys are actually paying for it. But,
Bastards, they always pay.
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, all due respect to Bradley Manning and what goes on in Gitmo and all that, but teams are going through that every day, and I'm talking about 300,000 to 500,000 teams are going through it as we speak.
Teams are getting waterboarded?
In some cases, yes. I knew kids who were buried or forced to bury each other and then pour water over each other's heads. Yeah.
That's horrible. Where did that happen?
That was in Florida. That was at a school called Kids. That got shut down, but then the owners just moved it.
You know, actually, I did read about that. I do remember that story. Yeah, I mean, that was one of my big beefs with the Bradley Manning scandal at first, which, because, I mean, there's like, you know, close to a million African-Americans in prison, and, you know,
right.
You don't see
right.
the liberals talking about them at all. And, you know, and especially
no,
and
again,
with
there.
The NSA thing, it's like, fuck that noise. In New York City, they have stop and frisk, and they and police officers go to your place of where you live and stand outside and stop and frisk you, you know, for no reason other than because you're black. And they send you to jail. And a lot of the people that are arrested under the stop and frisk are for petty marijuana crap. And, you know, they just end up going to jail for 24 hours in New York, and then they get tossed out the back door and the case gets dropped. But, I mean, that's scandalous, and it's horrible. And, like, you know, I mean, the NSA might potentially entrap people, but every day in New York City, you know, police officers are doing something that's, you know, far worse. And that does not get enough attention in, you know, the liberal media, unfortunately.
But we, I mean, like, even, like, Anonymous likes to say that they're not leader, you know, they're legalists, but yet they still idolize people like Bradley Manning in that case. You know, I am Bradley Manning. You know, you can't really say that if it's really happening everywhere. We're all being assaulted every day. We're all being fucked with every day, you know? We're all being systematically torn apart every fucking day. That's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he was kind of abused, though, and the way he's treated does make his case, and it does warrant attention. And the collateral murder video he leaked, I think, was really important.
Sure.
You know, but some of the other things, a lot of the other stuff he linked is kind of questionable, I think, and didn't really do much or add much. But I think the collateral murder video is something that should have been released to the public. And it was already reported on in a book by a Washington Post reporter. So, you know, I mean, like, I don't want to dismiss what's happening there. And I've done a lot of reporting on Manning as well. But I'm just saying that I wish more attention was paid to all the people in jail for ridiculous small-time, you know, drug deals, and the stop and frisk stuff in New York City, and, you know, the close to a million African Americans being in jail across the United States. That is just that's not given enough attention by the media, and it's not given enough attention especially by mostly white liberals, unfortunately.
Yeah. May I give a little attention to some kids that are in a pretty bad situation? Can I inform people about something that's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is for immediate release. This is called Stop Insta Abuse. It is an operation against Youth Foundation, Inc., citing allegations of ongoing child abuse. In June 15th, this was released June 15th, 2013. it has gotten zero media attention as we've tried to raise attention for it, but no one really is taking to it. Laverkin, Utah, activists within the Anonymous Collective have launched an operation against owners, former owners, and any individuals of organizations involved with the abuses of teens placed in the care of Youth Foundation, Inc., formerly Worldwide Associations of Specialty Programs and Schools. WASPS Youth Foundation, Inc., has been investigated numerous times for child abuse and unhealthy conditions, one notable being a joint action lawsuit on behalf of 360 plaintiffs.
What alleging the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Is this Asperger's sex?
Yeah, that's Asperger's.
Yes, it is.
Let me tweet it to you.
I don't want to fucking read it. I can read your fucking tweets.
Well, she doesn't care about anything except getting e-fame for herself, like everyone else in the Russell League. They like to go on the radio and complain about activists and liberals and people anonymous that actually do things in the world, reporters that actually
do stuff.
And yet, oh, the Russell League is out there to correct the injustice of people who are just out for fame. Meanwhile, who has sought the most attention for doing absolutely nothing, contributing nothing to society, as Kramer once said in the Seinfeld episode, trying to get famous from that? The Russell League. They're a bunch of hypocrites.
The Russell League.
But hey,
so
you know, everything's a joke. Everything's
society.
Just a joke.
Everything is a joke. I think Russell League serves a very potent purpose in today's society.
Because you're not funny, and you're hypocrites.
Yes, we are. We are.
No,
absolutely
you're not.
Hilarious.
Oh, you just talk about getting drunk and
hilarious.
Loaded. Not funny.
We use racism.
Right.
We
jokes.
Use sexism.
Make
we
Danny Danilean watch Monty Python.
Because we want to destroy those power structures that use those words so vehemently.
Right.
We are the modern day.
Hey, Ron, relax. She's coming on to you, bro. This is how she shows affection.
I already turned down drinks right there, so.
I think that they're more like no one really stepped up to explain to anyone what Anonymous was or other new bloods or whatever. So they're more kind of saying, you know, look.
Exactly. We are the modern day Lenny Bruce's. Bruce
right.
Bruce.
Yeah, sure you are. Keep thinking that. Lenny Bruce was articulate, had jokes,
Lenny Bruce was
knew
an
about
amazing
politics.
Too,
you guys are a bunch of posers that aren't funny. I don't like Andrew Arnheimer, but he's smart and intelligent. You aren't.
A nutbag, and it was awesome. You said nigger. He said spick. You know, you said every fucking word you could think of.
He crafted jokes about
it. It was amazing.
He was intelligent. So is George Carlin. So is Chris Rock.
You're just mad because
you got rappers that are really dumb. You people don't have any jokes at all. You say really racist, offensive stuff, and you have no jokes. You have no punchlines. Your kids on the back of the bus, the back of the short bus in 10th grade, who are uneducated. Seriously. Grow up.
You're just mad because you got furiously trolled by us, like.
No, you're just mad because I outed your real name, and then you pretended it wasn't your real name, and you're just really, really pissed off about that. Anyway, whatever, dude.
If I ever got mad on the internet, I would quit. You are always mad.
Yeah, I'm always mad. You don't know anything about me, Jamie. You're just a joke. You're really retarded.
Right now, you're
completely retarded. You have nothing to contribute to society at all. You're a hateful person.
You're a hateful loser.
You know nothing about politics, and all you do is constantly come on this show and disrupt it by saying it's boring. You interrupt people that have intelligent things to say. You're a complete waste of time. So is everyone in the Russell League. Again,
don't hold back,
I don't like Weave.
What you're doing right now, though?
Weave is articulate. He knows about politics. And he knows how to write a funny tweet. He knows how to be funny. You're just a bunch of degenerate losers that have a limited vocabulary and are just jealous and hateful hypocrites. Seriously, grow up. Read a book.
I read all the time.
Yeah, I doubt it. The Fish lyrics.
I hate Fish lyrics.
I tweeted Fish lyrics the other day. I tweeted Marco Escondolas.
Absolutely, I saw that trio at the same time. But that was a great meltdown.
Like the only band
that was a great meltdown.
I can't even talk about it on my own.
That's what you do. You pretend I had a meltdown when I put you in your place. And then
you did have a meltdown.
Yeah, it's a meltdown because you're a bunch of inarticulate fools. You have no jokes. It's offensive that you actually think that you're even in the same league as Lenny Bruce or George Carlin or Andy Kaufman or anyone else.
We're the big hits of the internet.
Seriously, you're nothing. Those are comedians. They say jokes. You guys are the degenerate racists that sat in the back of the bus and got stoned and didn't go to classes and thought you were funny and yet laughed at each other.
Ron, relax. Relax, Ron. Take a break, man. Relax. We heard it. Here's the press mat. I promise. Be right back.
I don't see the sun much these days. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Stop hating in the Bay, everybody, wherever else you might be. If everybody just stopped hating in the Bay, everything would be okay. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're already into hour number two. My special guest tonight is Ron Breinert. I also have Channel Zero here with me as my other guest, and we've been talking about a ton of shit. We have Op Liberation One and Assert on hold right now, but I want to bring on a couple of callers here. We have some people that are waiting very patiently. Somebody who wants to give a message to Ron Breinert is City of Flint. City of Flint, welcome to the show. You're on with Ron and Vince and Channel Zero. Wait, no, Channel Zero just rage quit again. It dropped. I don't know what happened. Well, hopefully.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Vince.
Hey, welcome, City of Flint. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just started listening maybe for the last 5 minutes or so, and it's pretty clear that Ron there has a crush on Lady McFags.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to know if he's ever had any experience with the transgendered.
Ron, are you there?
Yeah. This is, what a stupid question. I mean, like, first of all, no. Second of all, I don't have any problems with anyone that does. Third of all, I've actually defended Assert Act Fags when other people have bashed her for, you know, for
her. Well, that's what I'm saying. Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's clear
it's Neil Rauhauser that it's Neil Rauhauser that has the crush on her. I don't
know, Neil.
You know, I mean,
Neil,
I mean,
seriously.
Who, exactly what or who the hell are you? Because you're one of those trolls on the internet that no one can figure out. What side are you on? What is your political leaning? What are you about? Can you fill me in a little bit there? Because I've spoken to a lot of people about you, and you're one of those trolls that seems to just crisscross from the left and the right and say all these ridiculous things, and you're tweeting Jen Emick and the Jester, and it just makes no sense. So exactly, what's your deal?
Well, you just pretty much laid it right out there, and I think it's kind of funny that you know what I do when you don't even follow me.
Right, yeah, I obsess over you. I'm actually in love with you. I'm in love with a faceless person that I have no idea who he is, who might not even live in Michigan. I'm completely obsessed with you. You should see my room. I have your avatar all over my walls.
Okay, but I will answer your question if you want me to.
Well, I answered your question.
Well, if you want to know about me, I worked as executive editor for Raw Story.
Oh, that's really funny. So you should be in the Russell League because, you know, you're just as hilarious as they are.
Well, you can put me in any group you want to put me in there, pal.
I asked you a question. I answered your retarded question, and you can't even give it. You can't even give an answer to a very simple, direct question to you.
Well, as a trained journalist, you should know there's no such thing as a bad question.
That's idiotic. What are you talking about?
Have you ever looked in the mirror?
Is that something a carrot troll told you or something?
Have you ever looked in the mirror?
Have I ever looked in a mirror? Yeah, I've looked in a mirror, dude.
How do you what do you see when you look at the mirror?
Oh God, what kind of a stupid question is this? I see my face.
Well, this is more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Very
really,
amusing.
Because you're a moron and you can't say anything funny
moron.
And you have nothing intelligent to add.
I am a moron, that's for sure.
Yeah, you prick.
But seriously, though, I used to work for Ross Story.
All right, we get it. We get it. Oh my God. All right, let's move on to another caller. It's like a bad Saturday Night Live skit that just keeps going. They just keep beating the punchline into the ground and filling up the whole minute.
Right. The house guest that wouldn't leave.
My God. So if anybody else wants to invade the show, it's 347-826-7667. We're going to bring on another caller. This looks like it's Danny Dantalian. Welcome, Danny.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Hey, what's
hey,
up,
Danny?
Vince, Matt, hey, Vince, I love you, Vince.
Piece of shit the other day that said
Vince,
it was funny.
Shut up. I'm
funny?
Talking to Vince, you fucker. Vince.
Funny that
hey,
like
I
want to
talk to Vince.
Die.
Shut
hang
up. Hey, give me some fucking respect.
Yeah,
I want to talk to
on.
Vince.
Go ahead, Danny.
God.
Ahead.
Vince, I love you, Vince.
Wow.
You're
Ron
so
is, like,
fucking
bump.
Cool.
Ow. Ron is just
you're fucking cool, Vince.
All right, Danny, what's up?
You're my favorite. Vince, you're my favorite, bro.
Right.
Fucking
you
love
waiting?
You, dude.
Are you really drunk?
Dude, I want to talk to Ron Brynn. Vince, if you want to mute me, you can mute me after I go on my rant. Give me 10 seconds, okay? Ron Brynn, dude, if you fucking hate us, I don't understand why, dude. We're a fucking comedians of the internet. We fucking make jokes. Get the fuck over it and your fucking Jewish heritage. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, so what? We offended your Jewish heritage, dude. Get over it. I mean, God, dude. Seriously, bro. You're a fucking Jew. So what? I'm a fucking WOP. My grandparents were Sicilian. I'm a WOP. You're a Jew. We can all live in harmony together, dude.
I'm part WOP. I am part WOP myself.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Dude, it doesn't
yeah.
matter. Everybody's
totally
something.
Put down. Absolutely. Okay.
Everybody's
great.
Something.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Everyone is something. Ron, you were both. Ron, are you there?
Oh, I was muted. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you guys are talking over each other. I had to give Danny a second to just spit something out. But you're back.
Why? We know what they're going to say. I mean, you should just let people talk over anyone in the Russell League. Because
Ron, I love you.
Game.
Ron Brynnard, I love you. I love
every
you, Ron.
Dime. Oh
you
my
make my
God.
World go round. I love you, Ron Brynnard. I couldn't live
it's
without
Brian
you, Ron.
No, the really funny thing is that these Russell League trolls, they think they, like, bother me. You know, I just think that they're hateful losers. You
Ron,
know? And, like seriously, you guys are a complete joke. I feel sad for you because you're so stupid. And you have delusions of grandeur. You think that you're
I love
funny.
You, Ron.
And you come on the show and you talk about
I
and
love you
give people that are intelligent and that care about
you,
society. And care about the world and are working hard to do something. And you're just a bunch of
I
fucking
you, Ron.
Losers that don't do anything. And you're not funny at all. And you don't
love you,
anyone's Jimmy. You just make people sad for you. I feel
I love
sad
you.
For you. I feel sad for your mom.
I love you, Ron.
I feel sad for your whole family. You're a pathetic
I love you, Ron.
Dude. And you know what, Danny? Why don't you tell me what your real name is or come to New York and say some of this shit to my face.
Dude, my fucking
coward.
Real name is Daniel, motherfucker. I love you, Ron.
What's your last name? You named yourself
I
after
love you,
a
Ron.
Fucking cartoon character, you fucking loser. Why don't you come
Ron,
to New York
I love
and say
you, bro.
Some of this anti-Semitic
dude,
shit to my face?
Okay,
Ron. Break it up. Hang on a second. We got a lot more callers to get to. Let's bring on... JVAP. JVAP has been waiting patiently. What's up, JVAP? JVAB, are you there?
Hey,
yeah, JVAB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Daddy, I appreciate you putting me on, and I appreciate the fact that you came out and said you part WAP, so that means JVAB got a little white socialist in him. But this is
fascism. It's different. It's different. It's totally different. It's fascism. Totally different thing, bro.
Thank you very much for educating me on that one. But this is what I don't understand. Why is Ron hating on like the Russell Leaguers, and JVAB is such this great person who has a great personality, and like he hugs people. I give people the most amazing hugs. Can you hate on that? Ron, speak to me, please.
You're live, Ron. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't speak retardees. You hug people? Yeah, that's really beautiful.
Ron, oh, my God. Please don't make me go through. Ron, please.
I'm crying right now. I was going to have a heart attack like Andrew Breitbart, but now I'm crying.
Oh, God, Ron. God damn. You are an uncivilized white guy, for real. Oh. You're very uncivilized
fascist,
guy.
It's the Italian fascist anthem. It's not socialism. All right, we lost channel two.
Ron, was that a racial remark, Ron? Ron, was that a racial comment made by Ron? Because if that is Ron, I shall put you on my website as a racial person.
Dude, you're not making a bit of sense. I mean, like,
put down the 40 ounce and the really bad weed that you're going to save us. First of all, my Russell League foot up your little uneducated transsexual ass. You act like you want to slap somebody gently. Matter of fact, I'm going to whip out the big black DBT and I'm going to rip your butthole open over the airwaves.
I seriously doubt that you're black or Italian. You're a loser.
I'm hoping that Dad don't put me on mute. Because, Ron, you are sloppy. You're getting the sloppy seconds. You nothing but an anon wannabe. You always want to hate on me. You follow me on Twitter. I'm your star. I'm your freaking god, Ron. That's it. Russell League number one, Ron.
Wow, you're a genius. You should be the poet laureate.
He kind of is. Of Russell League.
Ron, this is me, Ron. I live in New York City, Ron. My real name is Dominic Childs. Get at JVAB. I'm up here in the motherfucking Manhattan skylight area. If you got balls, come see me in the West Side.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you what ugly black people will do. You want to act racial? You want to talk that racial shit slickery? You want to do that?
Dude,
I hate black people on the low.
You're the most idiotic. You've got to be the most idiotic record. What racial shit did I say? You're a moron. You know, seriously, Vince, I mean, do you want me to hang up the phone? I mean, like, this guy must be the stupidest person you probably ever had on the show.
No, he already rage quit. He's gone. He's gone. It's fine. It's just us now. It's just you, Ron, my other guest, Channel
Ooh,
Zero. Yeah, Channel Zero's here.
What is wrong with these people? If they're going to do characters, at least come
oh
up with
God,
something long.
Oh, my God. I can't fucking stop laughing.
Yeah, you can't stop laughing because there's nothing funny going on because you're insane. You're touched in the head. That's what you trolls do. You laugh when you troll people, and you win when people respond to you. No one's supposed to feed the trolls. Unfortunately, Anonymous and Vincent and Vince constantly feeds you.
Ryan.
And I say things that are far funnier
right
than
now?
You are. You're a sad.
What are you doing right now?
What am I doing? I'm on the Vince
You're
debate
feeding
show,
the troll.
And instead of talking
Ron,
about
this is a pro
stuff,
tip for you.
I'm mocking you.
You're feeding
and I'm
the
making
trolls
you look like a
moment.
Bunch of losers, but you pretend that you're winning.
Ron.
That's what you trolls do.
Ron.
No, you guys are idiots. You're fools. You're dumb.
Ron,
you're
getting
degenerate.
Angry.
And you know
you're
I make you look
voice.
Because I don't back
you're
down.
You're raising
from
your
you.
Voice, Ron.
So what?
I'm from New York.
I live in New York City.
I
tend
Chicago
to raise
and
my
we're
voice.
Very loud.
Ron, Listen,
you're
Ron,
the troll.
This is Danny. Ron, this is Danny.
I recognize
Ron, I love
you.
Ron, I love you.
Like
Ron Brainerd, I love you. You are
you
great.
Like
I love you. You're a wonderful person. I love you, Ron. You're wonderful. I love you. You make my life complete. Thank you, Ron. You're wonderful.
2 minutes, Danny. Two minutes. For
he laughs at that. It shows she has no sense of humor.
Danny.
He doesn't say one thing funny.
That was like verbal scrolling. That was the verbal
yep.
equivalent of scrolling in the chat room, which
mindless.
I'm sure Danny will now engage in the chat room in protest, which he normally does. So watch out, people. Danny is probably going to explode in the chat room right now.
All right, what's Ron's problem with me? It's my turn.
Channel Zero, what's your dirt on Channel Zero, Ron?
I'm sorry?
This guy here, Channel Zero YT on Twitter. I think he's Anon. I think he was part of NightSec, if I'm not mistaken.
I was, and I was on. This is best. This, that was like my only time being on.
I'm sorry. I'm not really that familiar with you, but you seem like, you know, you're not an idiotic troll. You're out there actually
doing
something.
I took down Xbox Live for Operation Get Outside. Do you play Xbox?
Do I play
okay.
Xbox? Hell
now,
yeah.
Now, Aster, you're not even on mute, and you're just
right.
Sorry.
Do you remember about a month ago when you couldn't play Xbox Live?
Damn it, just done.
I'm sorry?
Do you remember about a month ago when you couldn't play Xbox?
I've asked her 2 minutes in the chat room for scrolling. The digital version gets the same punishment as the audio portion.
No.
My man Channel Zero talk. You're named after the Public Enemy song, I assume, right?
No.
No? You know the Public Enemy song?
Yes.
Which
okay.
Public Enemy song?
No, she watched Channel Zero.
Yeah. What happened to Terminator X? How come he's not still in the band? What's his problem? He on drugs? What's his deal? Is he solo? I don't see him play around. What the fuck? Is he dead?
Oh,
what
my
happened?
God.
Sorry,
yeah, I don't
brother.
Know. I mean, they're
Rex.
They did fall off without him, though. Well, so what
Vin?
Were you saying 2 months ago on the Xbox? With
Vin.
Channel Zero Talk.
Yeah, what's up? Answer. You have a question. What?
I'm pregnant with Fidel's babies.
Max Fangs.
I just had to say that. He's
please.
Been giving me shouts in the chat. Big ups in the chat.
Yeah.
So I just have to give him some big ups. I have his babies. I'm pregnant.
Oh, you're pregnant? I didn't even know that.
I wouldn't have
on mute. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I didn't know.
Thank you.
Congratulations. It's great.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah, I have to stop drinking, you know, for 9 months, which is going to suck, but, you know, I just picked up crack, so. Rod and I are going to have a great time, you know, getting that fucking high and shit and tweeting all night. But, yeah, it'll be great.
All right. Well, it's been a great show so far. We got about 20 minutes left. I'm going to join the program. It's 347-826-7667. I've got Assert, Danny. It's time on timeout. He's back now. Back on the ice.
Hey, what's up?
With nothing much, dude. We're pretty
Vince,
much,
what's your favorite movie of all time?
Who's that? Oh, that's for me?
Vince,
oh,
what's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, man. Probably The Empire Strikes Back movie.
Dude, come on. Dude.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I thought you said Batman was your favorite.
Probably the movie I've seen the most.
Change your mind already?
Empire Strikes Back is a good movie, but why not Return of the Jedi, though?
Oh, man. Han Solo Hothgear.
No, Empire is better.
Return of the Jedi is better, MacFags. I disagree with you. I respectfully disagree with you. Return of the Jedi is better.
I think Temple of Doom is better, actually.
Temple of Doom has nothing to do with Star Wars, yeah. though.
Mitch,
where's Topiary? Mitch, why don't you get Topiary's sexy ass up in here?
I'm telling you people, that's not Topiary. It's,
we don't
it's,
care about his lazy eye.
I'm telling you, that's Kilgore.
Dude, Max Fags. Max Fags, Topiary is sexy. Fuck a lazy eye. That fucking doesn't matter.
I don't care about his lazy eye. He's sexy.
Dude,
yeah, he's
pretty
hot, dude.
Out of nowhere, he tweets to Kilgore. No, it's fucking Kilgore. That's his little name, bro.
Who runs the AvUnit account? I don't think that's really AvUnit either.
Picture on the internet of him with a filmmaker.
Hey, listen, all I want to say is Ron Brenn, I love you. Ron Brenner, I love you. I fucking love you, Ron Brenner. I love you.
Come on. What do you know about that? This guy, Double Jake, on Twitter, do you think he's the real Topiary?
He is the real Topiary, Ben.
Yeah.
He's the real Topiary.
Mitch, you're the one that told me he's the real Topiary.
Yeah, but then after a second, I was like, dude, but is this really him? Can he really be on Twitter already? What the fuck? Really?
Well, Vince, he only had to do 34 days.
Yeah, and he's in like that. He's tweeting 2 years later? Well, what the fuck?
Oh, dude, it's the real him, man. He's posting unique pictures up.
I just got
confirmation that it is Kilgore.
Barrett Brown.
Oh, it's actually Kilgore?
Oh, it needs to get like light.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not Kilgore. He just told me.
I figured it was Kilgore, dude. I figured it was Kilgore from the get go. I was like, dude, this is Kilgore.
And he comes back, and the only person he follows is WikiLeaks. Is that even like? Is that contractual? What's going on there?
Dude, because Julian Assange probably gave him his first reach around. He thought it was a nice experience. He thought it was fucking spiritual. And, you know, whatever. You know?
Right.
Well, he's not allowed.
I'm going to regret that.
He's not allowed to have any dealings with anybody anonymous, so.
Vince, fuck you and your radio show.
But he can follow. He looks on Twitter? What the fuck's that about?
Vince, thanks for ruining my fucking future hopes of ever talking to Topiary.
Well, both Vince and I were followed about a week or 10 days ago by Josh the God, and
yeah, that was so.
Oh God,
that
no
was so
comment.
He's not supposed to be on Twitter at all.
Seriously owned off the internet.
No comment. No comment.
Yeah, no more comment.
No comment, dude. Hey, Vince, Shadow is hollering at me. Let me on the show.
What you gotta do? All right, you guys are on hold. Fucking, this is what happens when you let fucking more than one of these
more than one of those idiots clowns
yeah,
on the show. I don't understand why you do that.
You're right, one at a time. All right. Okay, so let's bring up Shadow. Shadow, what's going on?
What the fuck's up, dude?
Nothing, man. I'm kicking it with Channel Zero and Ron Breinert. What's up with you?
I'm high as fuck. I can't remember
Sweet.
Which one Ronald
Sweet.
Is.
What's that? What about Ronald?
I don't know. I was saying I couldn't remember which one who was. I can't remember if he's Neil Rawhauser or Thomas Ryan.
No, he's neither.
Dude, are you still on the island? Or is this one of the shows where you're back in New York City?
New York City? When has Shadow ever been in New York City?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, well, you know, I mean, he was in that plane crash and he was on the island, and you know, and then he somehow got off the island, but I guess he was really in purgatory. It turned out. So I'm just not sure if he's actually calling from the island because they didn't really have phones there. And, you know, Hurley is one of my favorite characters on Lost.
Oh, I get it now. It was a fat joke.
For each hacker, I want to just skeet, 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 skeet.
down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
Ron, do you know who that is?
Whoa, what was that?
I was going to ask.
That
you didn't know
like
who that
the
is?
Evil Little John?
No, you know who that is?
No.
It's a clip from a YouTube video by Agent 47.
I'm not really familiar with Agent 47.
Yeah, neither am I.
There's so many of these people, and I used to think that they were all Neil Rawhauser until your show came on, and then I found out that there's actually a bunch of weirdos all across America that have nothing to do all day but say unfunny stuff on Twitter. So, hey.
Yeah, I'm the king of unfunny stuff. You follow me, I don't tweet anything funny.
Assert knows who Agent 47 is, right?
Hey.
Yes, he does.
Tell Ron who Agent 47 is. I don't really know what Agent 47 is all about. I don't follow these people. I don't go that far down the rabbit hole.
He's at the bottom.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. At one point, I couldn't tell who it was, him or that other dude. KY, the other guy.
I'd actually like to ask a question to Shadow. I mean,
go ahead. Who's got the hideous background noise going on?
Yeah, what's up with that weird background noise?
That was Asher. Was that
so
Asher
Shadow,
trying to...
Shadow, what exactly is your deal? Are you some, like, right-wing security firm freak? Because I know you used to harass Barrett Brown, and you had those weird phone calls with him, and are you an official Russell League member? You seem to be your own kind of troll.
Oh, dude, I'm an honorary member of Russell League.
Okay.
Meaning
but do you,
stand
do you,
on my own.
Are you associated with a security firm?
Nope. Not any of them.
Okay. But you're a conservative that doesn't like Anonymous?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so basically you just like trolling the fuck out of Barrett and other Anons, and you just get kicks from that.
Yeah, dude, it gets my deck hard.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, were you going somewhere with this, or were you just trying to, like...
No, I was just curious because I believe that Barrett Brown was under the belief, I might be mistaken on this, but I think that he was under the belief that you did work for a security firm, or am I wrong on that?
Barrett Brown thinks a lot of things, and he comes up to a lot of weird conclusions. He's
right,
he's
but he's a smart and articulate person that's actually done stuff, which you haven't.
No, I never publicly do anything. I mean, that shit's retarded. I'm not the jester.
I'm sorry?
When I trolled fucking Barrett's stupid wiki page, that was about as most has ever come to publicly defacing or doing anything like that.
I mean, Barrett Brown is a talented journalist, and plus he also wrote satire that was actually funny. No, he didn't just write about Tupac being in the Illuminati. If you ever read any of his satire or his book, he's
but
really, really funny.
There's
extremely articulate.
About Brown,
you guys are a bunch of idiots.
He's staying up for days on end on opiate kicks, babbling on about stupid shit 24/7 about how the fucking government's out to get him. Big Brother's always watching him.
I think all this these revelations are proving him right.
That's a caricature. That's a caricature of Barrett. Sure, he certainly had his paranoid moment.
And he
did have problems with drugs and alcohol, but he did a lot of reporting that's been proven correct.
No.
You've never done anything with your life. You're just a fat degenerate loser who mocks people that actually do things. And not only that, Barrett Brown could actually tell a joke with a punchline, and he was actually funny. And if he was on the show now, we'd all be laughing. Whereas you just cackle at each other's jokes because you have no sense of humor whatsoever, and you're a bunch of just degenerates.
All right. We only got less than 10 minutes to go on the show. I got to squeeze in some more callers. Hang on, Ron. There's more people that want to jump in here, and I'm going to do them one at a time. Next up, we have George Jetson. George Jetson, you're on. What's up?
Shit. I'm in the future right now, niggas. What's good?
Oh, you're calling from the future. Oh.
I am calling from the future right now. And basically what's going on, I can tell you right now, Shadow's dead. He died of a heart attack about 20 years ago. Barrett Brown overdosed on Suboxone because he's a fucking retard. And I'm just chilling out smoking some fucking hydroponics with my fucking robot. You know, I'm just chilling out right now. What's up with everyone else? What are you guys doing? What's this dude talking about?
No future way to smoke pot? That's sad. I would think that there's a future way to smoke pot.
You seem pretty smart. You can figure it out. You seem like a genius. You seem really smart, dude. You know that?
Are you talking to me?
No, he has the floor. We're all listening to like this great satire.
You're fucking Barrett Brown's dick over there. You're a genius.
Right.
We got to get some more callers. I don't have time for Barrett Brown's dick. Okay, Talhead, you're on the front. What's up?
Hey, Liz, thank you very much for having Towerhead on the show. Towerhead has one question for that guy named Ron. Ron, are you listening to Towerhead?
Oh, it's another fucking stupid idiot with a really racist character that can't write a joke. Sure,
Ron,
hit me with your dumb
question, white boy. I have one question for you, Ron. You sound very un-American. Why do you complain about NASA? Do you have something to hide, Ron? That is my question. Why are you complaining about your own government?
I don't complain about my government. You see, that's what you don't know. You don't know anything about me.
Appreciate the question. Appreciate the question, Talhead. We'll bring you back for final thoughts. I got to get to go another caller. Nutty Butter, thank you so much for holding. You're on with Ron and Vince and Channel Zero. What's up?
I've been waiting all night for Channel Zero to start doing some KY bashing. That's what I've been waiting for.
Oh, we kind of did that up front, but we could do some last-minute KY bashing. Go ahead.
Channel.
Yeah.
Where you at?
I'm here.
I told you I'd call.
Do you guys want to go into the green room?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Come on, let's talk about all the rallies me and you were at when he never showed up.
Oh.
Talk about all that support.
What are you talking about?
He never did. He knows.
Oh, KY.
Yeah, KY never showed up to his own rally.
Hell no, I was at every fucking one, and he was never there.
Who were you talking about? What are you talking about?
Stupid old rallies. He never fucking showed up.
KY never showed up in person for any of this stuff?
Fuck no.
He just did it all from the internet.
Exactly. Sat on his little computer. I drove hours and hours to get there. Every single rally I was there.
People from, Russia showed up.
What can I tell you? You were duped.
No shit.
Sucks for you, bro. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got to wrap this up. We're going to go around the horn here, do final thoughts. I'm going to start with Assert MacFags. Assert, final thoughts.
Thanks for having me on, Vince. Basically, my final thoughts are going out to Big Ron over there in the corner. I just want to let him know that I actually work for a security and information intelligence company, and I will be speaking at a InfoSec conference in September. It's called 44Con. The speakers will be announced next week, and I am among one of those. So there you have it, Ron. That's what I do. And I trusted you, 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 I trusted you.
Okay. Appreciate the call tonight, asshurt. Danny, final thoughts.
Ron Brenner, you're a dirty fucking Jew, and I hope you burn like your grandparents did, you fucking Jew. Face, Jew, bag, Jew, fucking Jew, 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 Jew.
All right, we get it. George Jetson, your final thoughts.
Fucking George Jetson on your fucking face, motherfucker. Yo, Ron, you're a fucking genius. I love you. Your IQ must be at least above a 160. You are a fucking genius. I want to follow you on Twitter. You can teach me how to program one day. You're a fucking genius, bro. I love you.
Okay, appreciate the call tonight, George Jetson, calling from the future. Talhead, final thoughts.
No, wow. It is very, very clear. Ron sounds very un-American, and because he is sounding un-American, I am going to put my Russian League Bigfoot up his ass just because he's complaining about NASA. Final thoughts. Thank you very much, and come again.
Okay, final thoughts. Nutty Butter. Nutty Butter, final thoughts.
Vincent, love you. Channel, you're my bro. We've been friends forever. KY, you suck like a motherfucker.
All right, appreciate the call. City of Flint, final thoughts.
Yeah, my final thoughts are, well, they're not really thoughts. I just wanted to let Ron know I appreciate the conversation. I'm half Jewish, and I'm probably not in Michigan.
Okay,
thank
appreciate
you.
The call tonight, City of Flint. Channel Zero, final thoughts.
Fuck KY and Ron, I just tweeted you a link to some New York City anger management classes and workshops. I think you should check that out.
All right. And last but not least, Ron Brainerd, your final thoughts tonight.
My final thoughts are shame on your non-news or whoever supports the Russell League who think the death of Michael Hastings is something to mock and be funny. There's a bunch of degenerates and losers that contribute nothing to society and aren't even funny. And it's really shameful that Anonymous, aids and abets these racist losers. And when I say the word racist, the really scary thing about them is that I don't think any of them really are racist. They just think that they're funny, but they say racist stuff that isn't funny. And it's just sad. It's a sad comment on society. And, you know, that's pretty much all I have to say about it. Well, no,
right
it's
on,
not,
man.
But...
I know, but that's all we have for tonight. Appreciate it, Ron. Thank you, Channel Zero. I appreciate you guys both calling in. Thank you for everybody for joining me tonight. And I'm sorry. My apologies to your Anon News. Sorry we didn't have time to bring you on. Maybe next time, bro. Until next time, I'm Vince in the Bay. And you know what? I want to give a shout-out. Give myself 2 minutes. I'm going to give a big ups to Lemmy from Motorhead. Lemmy from Motorhead is like in bad health and he can't Lemmy from Motorhead is sick. Motorhead had to cancel tour dates. So this is to him, dedicated to him in his memory. Hopefully he will get a speedy recovery and back to rock sometime soon. And once again, I believe Nelson Mandela is still not dead. All right. Until next time, I'm Vince of the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Peace out, y'all. Yeah.
like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
Thank you very nice.